Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The right fielder, Howie Goss. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Leppert. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al McBean. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Al McBean. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Julio Gatte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemens, who is chasing the ball. Verdon reaches third base with a triple. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verdon tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Pirates. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musial. Goss reaches second base with a double. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goss. The throw from Sawatzky and he is safe. Goss steals third. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mazeroski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goss. White reaches second base with a double. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's Pirates, 1, Cardinals, 1. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Musial moves to second. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky takes first base on ball 4. Musial moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemens. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki strikes out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood strikes out. There goes Gatte. The throw from Leppert to second, and Gatte is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Goss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Javier for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with McBean covering, for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Skinner moves to third. It's 2-1, Pirates. Ernie Broglio now pitching. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0-for-1 in the game. Leppert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Skinner scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mazeroski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Clendenin now playing right field. Howie Goss now playing center field. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boyer hits a line drive into right field. Clendenin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sawatzki hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean is 0 for 1 in the game. McBean strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with McBean covering, for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Goss is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Pirates. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0 for 2 in the game. Leppert hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mushel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mushel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mushel for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean is 0-for-2 in the game. McBean hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mushel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sawatzki hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gatte for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Red Schoendienst pinch hits for Ernie Broglio. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schoendienst for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski misplays the ball. That's an error on Mazeroski. Flood moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. Flood moves to third. Two outs. Stan Mushel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mushel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mutual hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mutual for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Botton now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skinner moves to second. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0 for 3 in the game. Leppert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean is 0 for 3 in the game. McBean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skinner scores. Hoke moves to third. It's 5-1, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roberto Clemente now playing right field. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sawatzki takes first base on ball 4. Boyer moves to second. Charlie James pinch runs for Karl Sawatzki. Diomedes Olivo now pitching. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Leppert for a passed ball. Boyer moves to third. James moves to second. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olivo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boyer scores. It's 5-2, Pirates. Roy Face now pitching. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. James moves to third. One out. Gene Oliver pinch hits for Ed Botta. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.